Ishtar shrieked. She exploded with fury, raging, weeping. She went up to heaven to her father, Anu, and unto her mother, as tears of anger poured down her cheeks. "Father, Gilgamesh slandered me. He hurled the worst insults at me. He said horrible, unforgivable things." Anu said to the princess Ishtar, "But might you not have provoked this? Did you try to seduce him, or did he just start insulting you for no reason at all?" Ishtar said, "Please, father, I beg you, give me the bull of heaven, just for a little while. I want to bring it to the earth. I want it to kill that liar Gilgamesh and destroy his palace. If you say no, I will smash the gates of the underworld, and a million famished ghouls will ascend to devour the living, and the living will be outnumbered by the dead." Anu said to the princess Ishtar, "But if I give you the bull of heaven, Uruk will have famine for 7 long years. Have you provided the people with grain for 7 years and the cattle with fodder?" Ishtar said, "Yes, of course I have gathered grain and fodder. I have stored up enough, more than enough, for 7 years. When Anu heard this, he called for the bull and handed its nose rope to the princess Ishtar. Ishtar led the bull down to the earth. It entered and bellowed. The whole land shook. The streams and marshes dried up. The Euphrates water level dropped by 10 feet. When the bull snorted, the earth cracked open, and 100 warriors fell in and died. It snorted again. The earth cracked open, and 200 warriors fell in and died. When it snorted a third time, the earth cracked open, and Enkidu fell in, up to his waist. He jumped out and grabbed the bull's horns. It spat its slobber into his face. It lifted its tail and spewed dung all over him. Gilgamesh rushed in and shouted, 'Dear friend, keep fighting. Together we are sure to win.' Enkidu circled behind the bull, seized it by the tail, and set his foot on its haunch. Then Gilgamesh, skillfully, like a butcher, strode up and thrust his knife between its shoulders and the base of its horns. After they had killed the bull of heaven, they ripped out its heart and they offered it to Shamash. Then they both bowed before him and sat down like brothers, side by side. Ishtar was outraged. She climbed to the top of Uruk's great wall. She writhed in grief and wailed, 'Not only did Gilgamesh slander me, now the brute has killed his own punishment, the bull of heaven.' When Enkidu heard these words, he laughed. He reached down, ripped off one of the bull's thighs, and flung it in Ishtar's face. 'If only I could catch you, this is what I would do to you. I would rip you apart and drape the bull's guts over your arms.' Ishtar assembled her priestesses, those who offer themselves to all men in her honor. They placed the bull's gory thigh on the altar and began a solemn lament. Gilgamesh summoned his master craftsmen. They marveled at the gigantic horns. Each horn was made from 30 pounds of lapis lazuli. Each was as thick as the length of 2 thumbs. Together they held 400 gallons. He called for that much oil to anoint his father's statue, then hung the 2 massive horns in the chapel, dedicated to Lugalbanda. The 2 friends washed themselves in the river and returned to the palace hand in hand. They rode in a chariot through the main streets. The people shouted and cheered as they passed. Gilgamesh said to his singing girls, 'Tell me, who is the handsomest of men? Tell me, who is the bravest of heroes? Gilgamesh, he is the handsomest of men. Enkidu, he is the bravest of heroes. We are the victors who, in our fury, flung the bull's thigh in Ishtar's face, and now, in the streets, she has no one to avenge her.'" There was singing and feasting in the palace that night. Later, when the warriors were stretched out asleep, Enkidu had a terrifying dream. When he woke up, he said to Gilgamesh, "Dear friend, why are the great gods assembled?